This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for our weekly talk radio review, or some call it the talk radio roundup. Some people call it talk radio nonsense. You can help yourself. We're here to discuss the charts from Talkers Magazine from this past week, the stories and the people, week of October 14th to the 18th. As we prepare, I don't know what we're preparing for. Every week we're preparing for something different. Here to help me go through all of these things by the numbers, Rick Jensen. An outstanding performer in his own right. Just ask him. He's at WDEL.
Thank you.
Somebody's on a roll and we haven't stopped rocking.
Okay, calm down. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. I got something special for you, too, later on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, at number 10, the passing of Elijah Cummings. I'm going to do what I always say I'm going to do, and I never do, and that's actually go through the stories, then go back and maybe cherry pick a few of them. Number 9 story is the story of the police. Another policeman kills a white cop, kills a black woman. Number 8, Brexit. Number 7, the economy and what's going on in the stock market. I didn't think that was such a big story this week, frankly. GM. And all of the, well, we'll talk about it. Number 6, see, that's what happens to me. I see something that's like a shiny penny, and I start, okay, let's talk about that. Nope, we're going to go through the list. Number 6, calm down, Victoria. LeBron James in the NBA and China and yada, yada. Number 5, gun control. Number 4, health care. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 1, see, I would flip those around. Where me, my sense is, and it's only mine, I'm not doing the research the Talkers does, I think the troop withdrawal got more starch than the impeachment. I think the impeachment inquiry is already running out of steam. Am I? Yes, no, no, yes?
I think they're both big.
Yeah. Well, they are big. But maybe it's because the troop withdrawal is new, because I'm sick, frankly, of talking about the impeachment. It's the biggest load of blarney and garbage and nonsense and wasting my money as a taxpayer. I'm offended by it. I'm outraged by it. Anybody who is in the middle who analyzed what the Democrats were trying to do, and it isn't all of them, because there are some who realize, apparently without the rest of them understanding, the jeopardy they put themselves in with people who are in the middle of the road. Even though, if you look at some of the polls, there's a suggestion that a lot of people want Trump to be impeached. They don't understand what impeachment is, because we don't teach civics anymore in school. So the Bill Clinton thing, and back in Richard Nixon's day when he was impeached, nobody knew what it was. They thought as soon as the president was impeached, they were out. They didn't even know what the political consequences of it is. I think it's become a go-to way to disrupt pretty much everything so nothing happens. And then these politicians can blame the other side. Look what they did. Look what they're doing. How could that be? And so on and on it goes. So whether he's never going to be impeached, it wouldn't, even if he got the, even if the Republicans who are PO'd at him this week because of Syria and the Turks and all that other stuff, even if they were angry at him, you don't have time to impeach him. Really and truly.
I have a question for you. So do you include the Mulvaney press conference that created all this dust-up with creative editing from Jim Acosta? Yes, I'm saying you got into creative editing. Do you include that into the whole impeachment topic?
Well, because it happened late in the week, maybe not so much. I thought, in terms of that input, Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, said that Trump directed him and other diplomats to work with Rudy when it came to relations with Ukraine. On the surface, does that mean anything? No, just as he, so what? They're all supposed, isn't that what they do as diplomats? Supposed to work with other diplomats? So the question about Trump and the phone call and all that, who was in the room, Bolton and his baloney, I just, you know, it's a red herring. It's every single president, if you were really to scrutinize, you want to really scrutinize what these guys do, they all do what's in their own best interest. That's what comes first. And so whether
I
it's Mulvaney...
I think there's a difference. I do have to interrupt you here, Doug.
No, go ahead.
I do think there's a difference between doing what is in the best interest of the country and doing what is in the best interest of your 2020 election campaign.
Who
and
returns
what is,
that, Victoria?
That is what is up to lawmakers, and to some extent it's up to the voting public. But I think, you know, I do think it's up to fairly sensible people, and to say who determines that is an interesting question. I don't think it's up to a president to determine that necessarily. We don't give carte blanche to a president to just willy-nilly decide absolutely everything. We simply don't do that when we elect somebody. And I don't think it's the case that every president has said, oh, yes, let's have a G7 summit at my failing resort. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
You know, that's
a
good point, and that's another thing, too. I know people can accuse me of being a Trump supporter, but I'm not. It's just that some of the policies I think are great, and some
not.
If he does make a profit on having all these ambassadors and all these other foreign leaders come to his resort, and if they actually pay, doesn't that actually violate the Emoluments Clause? Isn't that actually a violation?
They all violate it. They all do what's in their own self-interest.
This is not okay. It's not okay. What
Nobody said it was okay.
Whataboutism is not an answer. It's not an answer.
What's the
whataboutism,
answer?
Now, I'm sorry. You just can't play whataboutism. If we play whataboutism, this country and this republic is doomed.
All right. So here's what you really have to realize, in my mind. And I got off on this week to the
show. I thought we were going through the
people.
List.
And we did the list. Sorry. We've already gone through the list.
Welcome to the show.
We're at impeachment. I think, and I may be the only one who has the balsam or is stupid enough to say this, Trump is a disturbed individual. He is troubled. He has depression issues. He has all kinds of mental, and people say, how can you know? Prove that. I don't have, it isn't what I prove or I don't prove. My observations are fairly accurate when it comes to talking to people, understanding people. Remember, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked to thousands, tens of thousands of people over the course of the history of my radio broadcast career. I've been around a lot of people. I'm a good observer. I think Trump needs a lot of therapy, and that's a minimum. There's something about his, whether it's bipolar, whatever it is. And so what I'm saying, or what I'm invecting into the conversation, is something that doesn't get discussed, but yet should. The fact that we are treating him as a, or we're trying to find normalcy here. The man isn't normal. Whatever, and I'm not saying, this is not negative. We have a big problem in this country, a big issue, over the care and treatment of mental health problems. And whether there are some who think, oh, no, it's just he's a New Yorker and that's the way they are. Nah.
Well, I'm in New York,
anger,
and it's not the way they are. I'm in New York.
He's got an anger. He's got a deep-seated problem. And to talk about him in a matter-of-fact way, like he does this, that, or the other thing, if we really were going to deal with this the way we ought to deal with it, the Democrats ought to come up with a good candidate, which they don't have, and they should just make it their business to defeat him, because he is defeatable if you have a good candidate who is going to understand what the country needs. But the problem with the Democrats is they're all such damn self-serving zealots. You can't pick one of, there's not one of those people, with the exception of a couple, the woman from Hawaii, whose name I can't remember,
who maybe
in 10 years, maybe she's going to have what it takes. But at the moment, they're,
well, she might, but there's so many on the stage. How would you know?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, that's true. The DNC would actually have to get, yeah, the DNC would actually have to get organized about this. Allow me to offer something. We've all said something positive about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, correct? Yeah. And Doug, yeah. I know that you really admire this guy, right?
I like him. I don't think I want him to be president, at least not at the moment. But yeah, I think he's smart. I think he represents what we need in terms of change. We need to be more open. We need to be more understanding. I think he's got some good ideas. He's a little green, but yeah, I think he's okay.
Okay, so you know, most of us have an opinion.
What do you think?
I think he's well spoken, and I think he could well represent the Democratic Party if the party would get together and get behind him. I do have a thought on how the Democrats can beat Trump because I agree.
Hold that thought. Let me write this down. How the Dems can beat, write this down, Doug, Trump.
Trump.
Right now, I want you to listen to me talk about how we can beat that problem around your waist, that expanding waistline. You're getting bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier, and you finally have, your doctor or somebody said to you, your children said, Dad or Mom, you got to do something about this, otherwise you won't be able to enjoy your grandchildren, because you'll be gonzo. If you are too big and you're trying to lose weight, you've been motivated to lose weight, may I help you? I'm going to motivate you even more because I want you to do it the safe way, the healthy way, and the only all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off is to use Calitren, Calotren. It is America's first choice for healthy weight loss. I'm very pleased to have been talking about them for the last couple of years. Use the code DJV, and you get all kinds of special deals, special pricing, and free shipping. That's right now, Calitren, Calotren.com, code DJV for special savings and special treatment.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. This is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk.
Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Kara Sherman is at the controls in our studio. We have talk radio represented well by Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here usually every week with us from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen as we sort of pick apart the stories. All right. So the moment you've all been waiting for, Jensen tells us... Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Nice. Wow, I get the kazoo. That's awesome. So Democrats need to energize. If Democrats really need to energize the base, we're seeing a bunch of elderly people there debating each other with as much energy as they can possibly muster. Elizabeth Warren actually seeming like she's in her 60s. So what can the Democrats do to actually beat Trump? And right now, I think most of us agree, none of these candidates really stand out in such a way that they will decidedly beat Trump. So you energize the base. And we talked about Pete Buttigieg, a little bit green, but certainly young and enthusiastic, well-spoken, smart guy, not crazy. And how do you get the base motivated? Well, the DNC really has, I think, has to get behind a candidate, get behind strongly, and then in the spring, like around May, they announce their super vice president candidate, Michelle Obama. Not saying she would do it, but... that, I believe, would be the face that would energize the Democrats in such a way that they could roll over Trump.
Well, I think it could. I also think it would ensure the African American vote would come out, and that this is key for them. They've got
awful?
To ensure the African American vote will come out.
But think about
not because she's black.
I'm not criticizing you.
Isn't that?
Well, you know what it is.
No, it's not because she's black. It is because she is effective.
Yeah, she is effective. She's popular. She's sweet. She's smart. George Bush would vote for her, and that might be that's an optic that actually could be used. I don't feel it is silly to think that when you run for an office like that, you're not going to become political. Somebody is beating the drum for Hillary someplace, because every time I turn around, there's some other story. Well, will Hillary jump in at the last moment?
It's a waste of time.
But, you know, there are lots of of stories and a lot of people who could do this. I thought that Michelle Obama was going to run for the Senate in Illinois. And that didn't materialize, or at least it hasn't.
Be very effective in the Senate. You know who, another one of these candidates who, you know, given an opportunity to actually speak and shine, has been a very effective politician and member of the cabinet, is Julian Castro. And again,
I don't know that much about him. Tell us a little about him, because he has been.
He's an interesting man. He's Julian Castro was a member of the Obama administration. He's a twin, which is always interesting. You know, these things are just interesting to people.
Do you remember that movie Dave? Remember?
Yes. He was President Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He was also the mayor of San Antonio. He's charismatic. Of course, he's bilingual, which does not hurt. You know, it doesn't hurt.
Biggest problem? All right, Victoria, you may be right on every single level. You know what his biggest problem is?
Go on.
Why? He won't be elected because of his name.
Well, that's what they said about Barack Obama.
No. Castro, nobody knew another Obama. Everybody knows another Castro.
Everybody knows Castro. They do know Castro. Yeah. They do know Castro, but I don't know. And I'll tell you something else about Castro.
No, hold the rest of it for the next half hour.
Okay.
28 after.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in New Orleans say controlled explosions fell two construction cranes, and they fell exactly as they'd hoped. The demolition was designed to bring down the cranes that were leaning precariously over a collapsed building. City Councilman Jason Williams says,
just underneath the asphalt is the main gas line that feeds the French Quarter. So had that crane come down on its own because of weather, because of rain, it could have damaged that gas line. It could have been a huge issue.
The next big problem is to retrieve the bodies of two dead workers at the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We know that we are safer now than we have been in the past 8 days.
Last week, the building pancaked down. One body was recovered earlier. The cause of the collapse is still unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To continue pursuing information and conversation about the hot hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where Talkers Radio is, talkers.com. Find a list of the stories there if you'd like, the people on the list, etc., etc. All right, Victoria wants to tell us why Castro wins.
Oh, no, I wasn't going that far, but why it may not be as uphill a battle with his name as it might have been heretofore.
Yeah.
Okay. I use words like that.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah. I also say nevertheless, things like that. So I'll tell you why. It's because President Trump has started making it easier to deport Cubans to Cuba. And this is making him less popular with Cubans in Florida than he was heretofore. Consequently, the name Castro may not be as unpopular as it was.
Maybe not with them, but with the general run-of-the-mill voter.
Well, the run-of-the-mill Trump voter who may have a problem, but he wasn't going to get those voters anyway.
How would you describe who is the run-of-the-mill Trump voter?
I don't know, but I'm not going to attempt to, do a cartoon sketch. But President Trump has a core vote support of probably 35%, something like that. And it varies. And that's not going to change. And I don't think those people were going to vote for a Democrat if their name was Trump.
You think they'd be upset at me saying what I did about his mental health? The Trump
just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's an interesting theory. Next on the overview here of the chart, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. Troop withdrawal situation might deserve a little of our time because it has so disrupted things in his own, in the president's own party. Mike Pence and what's-his-face Pompeo went over there to try the first shot at this Turkish president, whatever his name is.
Erdogan.
Erdogan. I'm not talking to those guys, and then he did. This guy is, as far as I'm concerned, as bad as Hitler. He's lined up the Kurds. They dug holes, build bulldozers, digging holes, line up the Kurds on top of a hill, shoot them, throw them in the hole, hundreds at a time. So
they're committing war crimes now. They've also committed a war crime against
criminal.
A Kurdish woman politician, according to reporting this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Well, at any rate, I don't know why we're even talking to this guy. Somebody should put a bullet between his eyes like you should have done with Saddam or Arafat. What's his face? I always call him Arafat. I don't know why I do that. Assad, thank you.
The so-called ceasefire as of Friday had already been breached because it wasn't a ceasefire. It gave the Turks everything that they wanted. And the Kurdish withdrawal, the Kurds don't have anywhere to go. So the Kurdish withdrawal, which is what the Turks wanted in the first place, so the Turks got everything that they wanted, and the Kurds have been told that they have to withdraw, but there's nowhere to withdraw to.
All right. Lindsey Graham is an interesting player in this this act of the Donald Trump play. He's been friendly. They've played golf. He's been supportive. But, man, he's been about as outspoken contrarian when it came to Turkey as anybody on either side. And he's introduced a Turkey sanctions bill that goes beyond whatever the economic penalties are that Trump imposed, even though he seems to have been opposed to the withdrawal of the U.S. forces. So I'm trying to figure, Mr. President, quote, as much as I like you and want to work with you, I'm going to be consistent and I'll hold you accountable, as he talked about the bill. But he was talking about the feeling that a lot of Republicans have had, and they haven't expressed it quite as eloquently as he has. What the hell are you doing, basically, was the question. And
I think Lindsey Graham has a good handle on what needs to be done to keep ISIS at bay. And we have a lot of bipartisan anger at Trump on this here in Delaware as well.
Really?
Phone calls from
people who identify as
Republicans.
Tell us what your people are saying on your calls on your station.
It's a matter of loyalty. Here you have a group of people who did defend and save the lives of thousands of Americans in fighting ISIS, really in recent years as well. We had made certain promises to them about having their back and supporting them. Then President Trump says to Republicans, you need to be loyal to me. And yet look what he's doing with the Kurds. There is no loyalty whatsoever. That really angers people. And even the Rand Paul followers around here who say, yes, we need to get out of these foreign entanglements, have been saying, as have I, this is the wrong way to do it. You don't go later after you have all these murders and slaughtering people later and say, oh, can we have a ceasefire and let them go now? No. Instead of announcing on a Sunday, by the way, move, you're going to die, what the president should have done is in advance arrange for them to go somewhere and to be somewhere safe as opposed to just abandoning
them. I'm going back to what I said before. Donald Trump is not a planner. Donald Trump doesn't work well or play well with others. That's just the nature of the person, and you're not going to much change that, so you need to either realize that's what you're dealing with. Maybe somebody will modify him. I haven't seen anything about him since he became president or before in terms of his activities that has changed much if at all. If anything, he's become more hardcore when it comes to the tweeting, when it comes to making decisions on his own and not talking to anybody. It's like he was on an island, or he thinks he is, or whatever, invincible. He's gotten to the point, again, back to the mental health issue, of thinking he is invincible. At least that's what it appears. I don't know what's in the guy's head. I'm just telling you what I observe. And he has all the markings of somebody who thinks that he is above it all. And that's not particularly good in the circumstance that we find ourselves in. You want to talk a little bit, Victoria, about the Brexit deal? I don't even begin to understand what the heck is going on. I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would get Boris a blow dryer for his hair, and the hair in his nostrils, and the hair in his ears, too, maybe.
Yeah, that or a lawnmower.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Trimmer. Big time trimmer. All right, so
Floby.
What do we
do? Remember
the
Floby?
Yeah,
well,
no,
what we Flymo. Need to know.
The Brits have you know what a Flymo is? A lot of people here don't know. I used to have a place in England, and I used to love to mow the lawn with a Flymo. You plug it in. It doesn't have wheels. It's about an inch or two over the grass. It's a lot of fun, and that's what this guy needs for his hair.
What is going on is, of course, you know, this show is on zillions of radio stations all over the weekend. So depending when it's aired, different things will have happened. But something momentous is happening in London at Westminster this weekend, which is that Parliament is sitting on a Saturday. It's being known as Super Saturday. Parliament has not sat on a Saturday, because it doesn't like to sit on a Saturday because they're at home, like any governing body, since the Falklands War, 1982. So, you know, it's pretty momentous, and it's sitting because Boris wants them to vote on his Brexit plan, which he says got to be done. It's got to be done because Boris thinks it's his way to win re-election. Win election. He wasn't elected by the people. So that's what he's got to happen now. And he also said he'd be dead in the ditch if they weren't out by October the 31st, which is Halloween. Here's his problem. He doesn't have a majority in Parliament, and he relies on the DUP, which is a right-wing Northern Irish party, for his majority. There's 10 votes there, and they've said, no, we're not voting with you. So he's got a bit of a problem here. Of course, Labour, the left-wing party, have said, no, we're not voting with you either. But they are, like the Democrats in the United States, in utter disarray, running around like chickens with no heads. And the Remainers, as they're known, who want to stay in the EU, are equally disarrayed. They're running around like... there's a vulgar expression I can't use on the air, which is very funny.
Yes.
So... nobody knows what they're doing, and it's possible that it'll get through. It's also possible it won't get through. If it doesn't get through, then there could be a hard Brexit, which, according to the Financial Times, which is a very reliable newspaper, means a total catastrophe for the British economy.
Yep.
So there you go.
There you go. All right, in a moment, another policeman kills another black person. We get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen. The stains that you have in your teeth. Let's concentrate on that for 60 seconds or so. You want to do that? Intensive stain removal? Here is the way to get rid of the stains that are on your teeth. Not toothpaste. No, no, no. And not those trays and the stuff that you buy, the strips. It's all garbage. It's not going to work. Well, what it does is make your teeth more vulnerable to tooth decay. But if you are smart and use power swabs, that's the natural ingredient that takes it extracts the stains from the enamel, doesn't eat into the enamel. So if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, get the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Power swabs. Works in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile and watch the stains start to disappear. Keep that up every 5 or 6 days, and before you know it, you'll be back to the original white color, that beautiful white smile that you want. Call 800-208-1797. 50% off the retail price using the DJV code 800-208-1797. Again, that's Power Swabs. Get the teeth whitened the natural way. 800-208-1797 to do it at half price.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Tori Jones is here. Rick Jensen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Fort Worth policeman who killed the black woman without provocation. I don't think there's anybody who's looked at this and really examined it that thinks that this guy, this cop's got a leg to stand on or a hair to stand on. Am I right?
I think so. If I may, for people who don't know the story, the thumbnail sketch is the cops came up. She had a gun in her own home. The police did not identify himself. He shot through the window, killed her. How can this not be murder?
Gun. But they didn't, the cop didn't see the gun.
We don't know if he stole the gun.
Does
it matter?
It doesn't. In this case,
he just said,
"Shoot
I'm
first
here.
And ask questions later." Yeah, it's just getting obnoxious, this whole thing. Did you see, this is a Beyond the Fold story, a quick reference to El Chapo's son. His name is Joaquin Guzman, and he's a baddie as well. He was in a Mexican jail, and surprisingly enough, a lot of his heavily armed pals shot up the bus he was on and released him. So now he's free. He was in custody. No more is he free. So you won't be seeing his dad ride around in a bus in New York probably anytime soon. That would be my observation. Rick Jensen, thank you for being here again. Victoria Jones, always a pleasure. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Move into our weekly countdown of the top five stories from the world of what we all have come to. We have, I'm kind of looking for a different way to get into this, the discussion about technology and how important it is to all of us, I think gets banal after a while. I'm trying to come up with something that's sexier, Victoria, but I don't know that I can.
Tech.
Tech is tech. All right, let's get to the top five. Starting at five, the posting of items online, yet another warning why be very careful.
Yeah, you have to really be careful, especially if you're a woman and especially if you live at home alone. So it's one of these things that it's a horrible, weird story. A Japanese man last month was arrested for stalking a pop star, and then he attacked her at her home. And the way he found her, he studied photos that she had posted on Instagram and other social media sites. He saw that there was a train station reflected in her eyes in one of the pictures. He found the train station using Google Street View, and then eventually used some clues to figure out where she lived, and found, and then when she came home, he was inside her apartment and attacked her. So it, even though none of us are pop stars, it still is a really good reminder. Be careful of what you post online. Kim Kardashian will be the first one to tell you that when she posted the picture of her with that 20-carat ring that her husband had given her, that's the reason she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. They showed up. They didn't know who she was. They showed up and said, "Where's the rapper's wife?" And then she ended up going through a horrible ordeal and was robbed just because of what she posted online. This applies to don't post stuff if you've got a brand new flat screen TV. Don't post your valuables online, because a lot of thieves now, they know when you're on vacation, because everybody always posts when you're on vacation, and then they know what's in your house and what can be stolen. So you have to just be really, really careful.
Good reason not to take a vacation. There you go.
You would take that as the takeaway.
Number four, Walmart has a direct-to-fridge delivery service.
Yeah, well, right.
Right now, it's available to over 1 million customers in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Vero Beach, Florida. And the service is going to roll out nationally after they test it out for a bit. This is it's a camera-equipped delivery service. It allows Walmart associates to enter into your home and then put stuff into your fridge. So it's $50 up front, and then Walmart will install a smart lock, and that will give their associates access into your home. Then there's a $20 monthly fee as well, and then that fee gets you unlimited deliveries, although you need to have at least $30 worth of items for the in-home delivery. They're basically copying what Amazon did with its Key Home service, so we'll see if it works for the Walmart customer. The jury is still out.
You know, I saw this thing about Marshall's doing an online store. Mm-hmm. Are they delivering as well? They're trying to get into the
e-commerce. Yeah, well, sure, you can order online now at Marshall's. That's a big deal for people who love Marshall's.
Yeah. All right, number three has Facebook with new policy that doesn't work.
Yeah, their new political policy for their ads is kind of backfiring. Last week they said they had changed their advertising policies to exempt politicians and political parties from their new rules that ban misinformation. So essentially, no one can put an ad out saying that a product does certain things without, you know, without proof that it does, but a political candidate can put anything in an ad that they want, and as you can imagine, there are already lots of ads that the Trump campaign has purchased about Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren got in on this. She purposefully bought an ad with fake information, and just to prove the point that anyone, if you're running for office, anyone can lie. And Facebook basically is not backing down. They said, you know, we're not. They didn't make a statement, but they just keep taking the checks. So I guess that's what matters to Facebook. It's not integrity. It's just the money.
Yep, right. It's all about the. It's not about insight. That's for sure. Number two. Yahoo and its breach settlement.
Yep. This is another settlement idea that, like we've been saying, with all of these other big settlements that come along, and they very rarely ever trickle down to the people who were affected. But if you did have a Yahoo account, this means Yahoo email or Yahoo Fantasy Sports, Finance, Tumblr, and Flickr, you can sign up at yahoodatabreachsettlement.com and see if you can get a few bucks back from them.
And Yahoo, I'm sorry, the farmers... Internet, there's the story. Mm-hmm. This is the story of the week as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, according to a new study funded by the United Soybean Board, 60% of farmers in America say they do not have enough Internet connectivity to run their businesses. And obviously, that's a crucial part of anyone's business in 2019. 59% of farmers who participated in the study said that they want to incorporate more data and Internet into their operations, but they just don't have the service.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Buyer beware, I guess, much as anything else. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.